Also in Washington today, Congress and the White House are jockeying over which White House staffers will go to Capitol Hill to answer questions about the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys. Members of Congress have promised subpoenas by early next week. Now, there's a growing pile of emails showing discussions about the firings that begin pretty early on back at the White House. Which contradicts what Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has been saying, at least earlier on, which was that top Bush aides, people like Karl Rove, weren't really involved. Joining us now, as he does most every Friday, is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Luke. It's a rainy Washington day.
It's beautiful out here in Los Angeles.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, you know, just not to rub it in or anything. But yeah. Okay, so the big question on everyone's mind right now is Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez going to be forced to step down over this? He seems to be in sort of a lot of hot water. You've been talking to White House officials. What are you hearing?
They're very unhappy. I'm surprised, to tell you the truth. The tone in the conversation shifted about a week ago. The key there was Fred Fielding, who is now the White House counsel, having the sense that Gonzalez's credibility had been severely undercut by this crisis, and that had consequence for the president's ability to get any legislative proposal through the Congress. Suddenly he had even Republicans, as you know, Luke, questioning Gonzalez, questioning the Justice Department, and questioning whether or not they're acting on a political basis as opposed to simply being in the best interest of justice, law, and order in the United States.
Yeah, well, I mean, speaking of that, Karl Rove has been sort of downplaying the significance of this, and he's saying it's, you know, Democrats just playing politics. But like you said, you've got even Republicans calling for Gonzalez to step down. Is Karl Rove's argument going to hold water?
Well, not if you have a siege, and not if you have a Niagara Falls of Republicans joining in. Already we've had Senator Sununu, John Sununu of New Hampshire, join in, and then you also had Gordon Smith of Oregon join in. But what you have is a difficulty with people like Arlen Specter saying, hold the fort just a second. Now, Specter, a week ago, who's key on the Judiciary Committee, senior Republican senator, a week ago was saying, you know, sooner or later, maybe sooner rather than later, you're going to have a change of justice, which was kind of an indirect way of suggesting that maybe it was time for Gonzalez to go. You get someone like Specter joining in, and then I think the floodgates are open. But for the moment, the president is saying to Gonzalez, and this is coming from all the White House staff, if Gonzalez is able to win back the likes of Specter, if he's able to make the case to the American people, they want Gonzalez to stay. I mean, all of them know Gonzalez as a personal friend, of course, most of all the president.
So I guess the other question regards Karl Rove, and right now they're trying to decide who's going to sort of make the long walk over to Capitol Hill. Is Karl Rove going to be one of those people?
I think he is. I don't think there's any way to get around it, Luke. The thing is, it's not necessarily dead man walking in the way that you described it there. It's more the case of the conditions under which Karl Rove would testify, and that's what's going on right now, even as we speak, is you have people like Fred Fielding and others at the White House trying to set the conditions, and you're getting help from people, Republicans on Capitol Hill, in limiting the terms of the questioning so that it wouldn't be sort of a fishing expedition, specific questions, but not the broader question about the political underpinnings of the idea of firing those 8 prosecutors.
Is there any sense that Karl Rove's job might actually be in peril?
Not so far, not unless there's more to come. And what we're hearing from the likes of Tony Snow, the White House press secretary, is that from all that's known, and I might add Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, said this today as well, from all that is known so far, there is no reason to think that there is any added ammunition coming for those who believe that even the president possibly was behind these firings on a political basis because these 8 prosecutors were not playing ball with the Republican political agenda during the 2004 election.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams braving the rain in Washington, D.C. to join us on Day to Day. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Luke.